Okay. So this is supposedly episode one of the Grindcast, and this is interesting. I have two guests with me here today, if you care. One of them is... Two guests. One of them, Sean O'Rourke of Huntsdale, Pennsylvania. The other one. Oh, I should say, I guess I should introduce myself. Right? What? Well, I'm Marcus, I suppose. I'm your host of this show. This is Sean. He'll be here. Probably not the last time he'll be here, but certainly the first time he'll be here.
But I'm here.
Also, I'd like to introduce my second guest, Kevin Daugherty. Kevin Daugherty, my Viking friend from up abroad.
Also from Holmesdale.
Also from Holmesdale, but also from up abroad.
Abroad?
Correct.
On a wooden ship.
Say hello to the camera.
Kevin came here on a wooden ship.
Yeah. He's here, you know you have to speak into the microphone. Tell me about your life and about things and about stuff and about food.
Yeah.
Well,
it's about how life goes.
That's about how it goes.
Well,
on that note, it is actually 2010, bitches.
Yes.
If you didn't know.
The 9th?
It's the 9th. Actually, today is the 9th. Day after my daddy's birthday. Word up to my pops. Happy birthday. I got you banana. No, I didn't, but I should have because, you know, like as you know, he is from Brazil.
And,
crazy shit, actually, right? With Brazil, with that... The boy. My boy.
Oh, boy.
That boy. That dude.
Dude?
My dude.
Your dude from Brazil?
Yeah.
Your cousin?
No, he wasn't my cousin, but he was that kid. Everybody kind of knows about it. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, moving on. You did watch the ball drop, right?
Yeah, once.
Once or twice in your life?
Yeah.
How did you watch it when you were a kid?
Standing on my head. Well, while we were talking about dads,
what
I realized before as I was writing something down that us three all have pretty interesting dads, if you would say so. So let's each go around and tell a nice story about our lovely
dads. A nice dad story?
Yeah.
Okay.
We all have.
All right, you go first.
Odd dads.
Are you doing the toe story?
No.
Okay.
When I was in middle school, I would ride my bus every day, and every day at the bottom of the road, this girl would come on, Jennifer Kroll, and everybody would pick on her on the bus.
Yeah.
And call her, put the dumper, Jennifer. And every time she'd see a Hummer, she'd say, Hummer!
You just deafened everybody who's listening to the show right now.
And,
adjust that. Mix that.
I'll mix it in.
And recently, my dad has been, dating Jennifer.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Well.
Get the fuck out of here. Is that a true story?
Yeah.
So the retard everybody makes fun of on the bus. Their whole lives. My dad is now dating. But it was the retard on my bus, not someone else.
Of course. So you have to see her again and be like, hey.
One time,
did you say it?
She had one of those white, poofy coats. Like, it looked like down comforter with, like, the squares in it.
Yeah.
It was pure white. And I took a Sharpie marker and tried writing ho on it. And I got in trouble. I got written up on the bus. And I had to go to the principal's office for it. That was the first detention I got.
First one ever?
Yep, in middle school.
Damn, that was a good story. All right.
Marcus, how about your nice Brazilian dad?
Oh, my God.
A.K.A. BM.
A good dad story? Where do I begin? There's so many. There's the glass chicken. There's perhaps several other stories that maybe I can't really repeat on the show. I don't know. I can't really think of any that I can really say that he wouldn't really, you know, that it wouldn't really be an issue. But, you know, as moving on, let me see. I guess I'll just edit this whole silence out right here. No. Can't think of any.
Kevin, how about your dad?
How about your dad? Well, I guess we'd have to move on to the next segment, which is one thing that I'm very sad about, which is Hannah Montana ending her career. And as everybody is very deathly stricken and death-stricken by this news that she is ending her career, some people are actually rejoicing, dancing in the streets, burning flags of the you know, United States flags. That's, you know, that's not true. It's not true at all. but I'm sad that Hannah Montana is ending because, you know, never got to tap that ass. So, Oprah, that's too, illegal. Ending. I'm also sad that she's ending. Also never got to tap that ass.
Yeah, Oprah.
Yay,
Oprah. Oh. How about Jews?
Yeah, I heard you have a good Jew story, right?
Yeah, we were in the Chinese food place today. And me and Kevin...
Raise the mic up. Raise the mic. That's raised. I'm telling you to raise the mic up, not like... I'm not fondling your balls through the air.
Cough, please.
Cough.
And we had a table full of old female Jews behind us. A good herd of Jews. And they were talking about gossip.
By no means are we racist by any... You know, I have Jewish friends.
Jews.
But this is just an odd...
Jews.
Continue.
And they were just gossiping.
About what? Were they gossiping about?
I saw Avatar. And it was completely depressing.
They were sad about her?
Yeah.
And what'd they say?
I don't know. Gossip. About 8 of them.
They were talking about death. Because they're old.
Oh, like they went from Avatar to like, oh, this is like, all of these Na'vi are dying, so it's like it reminds us of death, it reminds us of our own, like, mortality.
Oh my god.
And it's like, we're so small in the universe, because of these fucking crazy creatures.
If we were blue, we would lead better lives. And we could fly.
I swore to myself I would not see Avatar. And I'll tell you why. Because they spent so much goddamn money on that fucking movie that could have really gone in towards, you know, some other sort of things like more flavors for Chex Mix and, you know,
and
Tostitos,
yes.
Fucking Taco Bell.
Making Reese Puffs with dark chocolate pieces.
Right.
Instead of regulars.
Instead of regulars because they make me fucking puke. Anyway. Moving on, the main interview is what I'm, the main part, like the main reason you guys are even here is because you're a musician, are you not? Were you not?
Indeed.
At one point in your life?
I've musicist.
You've musicist. On what musicist do you muse?
Lumpies.
the lumpies, which is code for
the traps.
The traps?
The symbols?
Okay.
The lumpies.
The lumpies, as you can say. And,
I'm not actually allowed to say what instrument I play.
Why?
I'm bound legally.
So, how many years have you been playing this this secret instrument that you've been playing?
Well, I'm not good at math, so it's going to take me a second.
Have you ever heard of the term dead air? Have you ever played A Left 4 Dead and played Dead Air, the campaign?
No.
It's pretty sick.
Whoa.
But anyway, you play... What am I doing? You're not even talking here. You need to be, like, in this... the whole reason I had you here was because you played the lumpies, and the other one over here, the other one... Excuse me, other one. I need some commentary from you. About
introducing
the drums.
Mr.
And about the guitar.
Kevin.
And Mr. Kevin.
Dourton.
How many years have you been playing the guitar, man?
I'm playing on that bass guitar.
That bass guitar? Okay. Well, Do you always only play metal? What is your fucking problem with that? Are you an asshole or something?
No.
What are your previous bands? That was
Sticks and Hammers.
Okay. Available on iTunes.
Yeah. iTunes. LimeWire. MySpace. Hit me up.
MySpace. Hit me up.
Album drops.
When?
It's Fitty.
My third question is, how do you want to die?
Dead.
Okay. And my final question, who do you think you are? Trust.
What are we doing to stop coming to you?
Yeah. Okay, well, that was Putrefied Flesh with Sense of Reason. And the reason I play that is because both of you guys were actually in that band at one point in time. Never together, right? At the same time. Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh. That was right. That was when. That was during the Corkscrews moment.
No.
That was Moose. Huh. Corkscrews?
No. That was.
No.
That was John Rodriguez.
And yeah.
We were with him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Only recently.
Mm-hmm. So, now that we're back, I just wanted to talk about one thing. Fucking, two people from this show you might call The Hills, Heidi and Spencer, their book, How to Be Fucking Famous. I just have to say, they're both a couple of fucking douchebag dongs. First of all, Heidi has a chapter, one chapter in the book. Women's WMDs. What are those WMDs? Can you tell me? Crying.
The simple process of tears.
Simple process of tears.
And a whiny voice.
according to Heidi, you can use tears to manipulate men and other people in your life to get what you want. Ladies, I swear to God, I hope I don't go over one of your fucking houses and I see that one of your girlfriends has that fucking book, because I'll fucking burn it. I swear to God.
Indeed.
It goes, that goes both ways. I also wanted to say, I was watching Ellen DeGeneres. And
it was also the new host of one of the new judges on American Idol.
Yeah, that's true. That's a true story. And there's a lot of scrutiny about the photo of her standing with Simon Cowell and the other people. Yes. But that's a whole nother story.
The witch and the... Wait, no.
The witch and the what?
I don't know. The lesbo and the Brit.
The lesbo and the Brit is what they say. Jackie Chan burns the shit out of Chris Tucker. I don't know if it was just me, but it seemed like it was kind of fucked up. He goes, I not like Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker, one film, 6 year. What's up? Jackie, thank you for saying that. Because somebody had to say it. And if you didn't say it, somebody else was going to say it. And the chances are they're probably going to get shot or run over by this fucking idiot who crashes $10 million cars. Anyway.
Wrong motherfucker.
Yeah. Whatever. Was that the wrong motherfucker? Oh, well. Doesn't matter. It still stands. My offer stands. Jackie Chan, which reminds me at work, touching my ass at work. A little bit gay. I don't know if that's a little bit weird. Is that weird?
What do you do at work?
No, but I after I bust my balls and I go over and I try to get some water. I try to get some water for my balls. He touches my ass as I'm leaning over, and he says, "Marcus, you beautiful man. You're so beautiful."
This comes from a 60-year-old Asian man.
Yeah. 60. They also call him. What do they call him? The catfish, because he's got those
random whiskers.
Those random whiskers, which indicates that he knows some kind of kung fu, which in fact he does. I know. He shaves them, but they also
$2 patriotic hat.
No, they grow back in the same spot. Like they all grow, but it's not like he shaves around them. It's just he has those like 12 hairs that only grow in, and when he shaves, that's all he shaves. So I mean, I guess that yeah, he just like knocks them out like one by one. Other crazy shit. 2000. This is going back to 2009, I guess. The fucking underwear bomber. Do I even need to say anything about this?
The Christmas bomber.
This Christmas bomber. looks to me. This is just my opinion. But it looks to me like this was a planned situation, as far as the CIA.
Sure he knew what he was doing,
as far as people doing it for for, you know, trying to cloak their shit, like trying to be like, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to make it look like it's another type of shit, you know what I'm saying? So that shit didn't go down. Obviously, they had to come up with another reason. They bring up this Yemen shit, say that we need to go into Yemen because there are terrorist camps, blah, 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 new terrorist camps, whatever. Obviously, they're going to do what they're going to do, and there's nothing we're going to do about it, I guess. But I have to say that that is some old bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with the CIA deaths in the base, the double agent, that whole bullshit, that's a little weird. Little weird.
Did you hear about the basketball team from Florida that the players drew guns on each other?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because of one of them owing the other one money.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. And then the coach of the team got in trouble because he knew about it and didn't say anything to, like, the league or the NBA or whatever, the college basketball team.
In fact, I heard that on another show, another podcast, another comedy podcast, as you could say, maybe. So, not trying to bite off anybody. That's just how it is. That's how the news is on the street. So, fucking, you remember a while ago, there was that Blackwater situation?
Oh.
Blackwater, murdered a whole bunch of motherfuckers out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. There was a whole massacre in fucking Nizor Square, as they say.
China?
No.
Nope, I don't know.
In the Middle East. Anyway, it was like 17 dudes murdered a whole bunch of fucking people or something like that. I don't have my fucking facts right here in front of me. But all of the people who were involved, all the Blackwater contractors, quote, were relieved of charges. So, just wanted to mention that. That's a little bit of some old bullshit as well. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. What do you think about this Luzerne County BS?
The corrupt, juveniles?
Officials in our area. Like, people probably won't even hear about this out besides, you know, our area. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to enlighten people on that situation.
I don't know too much, just that. Lackawanna County?
No, Luzerne County.
Luzerne County Juvenile Correctional. What's it called? Juvenile Correctional Department?
That's all the judges.
All the judges
were getting paid off to send kids to a juvenile. Juvenile detention
so
facility.
Would you like to chime in and enlighten people about this?
I don't know the whole story. I just know it's more than
it's too bad Kevin can't be with us. He only speaks in sign language.
He only speaks in
so
tongues.
So you're kind of missing out in his hands moving. But he's actually telling really good jokes right now.
Yeah. In fact, he does speak in good sign language in this old project that he was in, which was Necrotroph, quote, unquote.
Necrotrophite.
Actually, you were in that band, too.
I was.
What is this? This is just a showcase on YouTube, this entire show. But
and we were also in
you gotta start
Dead
somewhere.
To America.
Dead to
Strago,
America.
Strago. Archaic Remains.
Blaspheme the Demon.
That is all going to be looked up, I hope, by somebody.
Dead to America on purevolume.com.
Purevolume.com. Check it out. Kevin Daugherty, Jared Delgado, and what's your name
Sean
again?
Sean O'Rourke. Thanks, Marcus. He's like my best friend, but I remember my name.
All right. Well, Necrotroph with The Snakes Beneath.
Serpents Beneath.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Necrotroph, which is a broken up band. You can never hear them again, so there's really no point in even talking about them. It's on MySpace if you want to check them out. they are pretty cool. I like that song. It's actually called The Serpents Beneath. Anyway, I recently got the background check app on...
Me too.
You did? On the iPod? Did you check your background?
It's been used. Yeah, I have, and I have no criminal...
You have no criminal...
No criminal history,
that's
luckily,
because
so...
Before you got in trouble before you turned 18.
Yeah.
So, I checked my shit. I'm on there. And, obviously, you know what happened with that situation. Yeah. Shots were fired. No. fucking... A keg was purchased. Underage kids were there. And underage, I mean... dudes like 19, 20 years old, like, you know, fucking
just full
bro
on
fest
dudes.
Just dudes, no fucking situations. So I look at my fucking background. It says there, because there was two charges, it said corruption of minors and furnishing alcohol to minors. Dude. And I was like, dude, from a fucking from a point of view of somebody else who would just like look at that shit, it looks like I just like molested some fucking 12-year-old girl and gotten fed her alcohol, like, through a fucking funnel. Like, come on, dude. Come on. That shit is free. That is some dangerous business,
yeah.
The background check app.
Look yourself up.
Look yourself up, son. Make sure your shit is not on all blown up all over the fucking web.
Yeah. And don't forget to stand on the seat when you poop, like my friend Marcus.
Yeah, here. That's also what I do. I'm very open about that. Some people can scrutinize me for it. In fact... I was at work the other day, and some lady reported me or something, saying that I was taking too long in the bathroom. She can suck my dick, son. I need to wet my ass. Mm-hmm. I need my ass clean.
You gotta take your time with that.
I need to take my time with that shit. I gotta wet some paper towels if I can't fucking... This is what I do. I gotta use the baby wipes, because I don't fuck around with some dirty ass, dirty
you can't
ass.
Fuck around with that shit. Dirty ass.
No. But... I have to say, is the analogy that I always use and I always tell people, if you, for example, have a piece of chocolate that is a chocolate stain on a table, you can't clean that shit off if it's dry with a dry piece of paper, paper towel, what have you.
Is that correct?
Well, obviously you need to go from wet to dry. You need to use a wet paper towel and then fucking dry it off. So that's my theory on, like, you have to wipe your ass. You have to wipe correct. You have to come correct, son.
Because chocolate stains.
Chocolate stains and chocolate rains.
Yeah. Chocolate rains.
Attention.
Attention, attention. Read all about it.
My history. Anyway, what I'd like to say right now is I'd like to play a little game. Which I like to do every now and then.
Do you want to hear the sound of a mother ferret and her babies?
What does that sound like? Is that real? It's a little creepy.
Booga, booga, booga.
I have to say. That's a slightly bit of a creepy sound.
Boo.
Anyway, I'd like to say it's time to play Rather You Would as not to be sued by my friend Scott Lee Eichlerman.
And the FCC, of course.
Anyway, would you... Rather you would get a sex change operation... Or, get fucked by Carlos Mencia every night the rest of your life. If you had to choose the,
what was the first one,
you have to get a sex change operation, become a woman. This also works for women. If you can become a man,
or get raped by Carlos Mencia.
By Carlos Mencia, whether you want to
every
or not,
night.
Every night for the rest of your life, in order to sustain.
Kevin, I really want
life.
To hear your thoughts on this.
I'm just saying. I personally would rather, I think, get the sex change operation.
I'm just saying that 12 men have landed on the moon. And only 12.
Only. What's up with that? I thought it was only 3. To be honest. Anyway. What I'm trying to say is, Kevin, what would you rather do? Carlos Mencia or become a fucking chick?
Die.
See,
well, I wouldn't want to be a chick because during pregnancy, the average woman's uterus expands up to 500 times its normal size.
You recently got.
That's not a. That's not.
You got a myth. You got a Myths and Facts app. There.
Awesome facts.
Awesome facts. I mean, what would you rather do? Is what I'm saying.
I don't want to answer that.
Why?
Because I would rather not choose between those two.
Between those two, but if you had to, is what I'm saying. Like you had to, you were fucking, you were going to die of some crazy disease if Carlos Mencia's dick is not in you, one, or if you do not get your cock cut off and put, you know, inside of you like a vagina.
I just can't choose. I don't know. In Germany, it's illegal to wear a mask.
Jesus Christ. What are we doing here?
A cubic yard of air weighs about 2 pounds at sea level.
Is that a fact or is that a myth?
That's a fact. That's a sock.
That's a sock? Is that a shoe or is that a sock?
No, but soccer legend Pale, really.
This is what we're just going to do for the rest of the show, is just fucking read shit off Myths and Facts or whatever you just said, awesome facts. So, this one thing I heard, I listen to NPR a lot, and what I have to say is the Obama's not on point with this fucking health situation right now. I had a lot of high hopes before, but I have to say that the bill is fucking exactly the same as what it looked like before. So, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, man. I was looking forward to having some insurance, maybe going to the doctor, maybe getting like an inhaler for once, because I'm fucking choking in the middle of the night and I can't fucking sleep because I can't fucking breathe and I don't have fucking $160 to go to the fucking doctor. Anyway, you can check out the Obama tracker on NPR, I guess. Like, I checked that shit out. It's pretty tight. I just want to talk about, like, foreclosures for a minute. There's this one group called Take Back the Land. They get, like, quote, homeless peoples to peopleless homes. What the fuck is that? You're over there. I'm doing a show here. They're like, you're fucking playing Simon. What kind of Simon is that? It doesn't even give you... Oh, okay. I was going to say it doesn't give you the same... It gives you the same fucking tone.
In the zone.
Anyway,
one of them doesn't have a tone. That's why it makes it confusing. So I'm definitely addicted to skee ball on my iTouch.
Why?
Because it's good.
I've never tried it.
Well, you have to download it because it's addicting.
Is it something that you really like? You really have to do, or is it something that?
It's something I have to do. It's like showering and
showering,
drinking coffee in the morning.
Oh, so you're an addict?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm a clean freak and an addict.
I see.
Caffeine.
I wanted to ask you about any gross stories that you may know about. I know you have to know a couple, right? You know I have to know a couple of really fucking gross stories.
Mm-hmm.
I know one I'm going to mention. This is one that a friend of mine told me at work. He said his buddy was up in Penn State. And something, something, blah, blah, blah. He said, she said, this couple were, like, I guess kinky or whatever, as you can say. She liked to have the dude put Starburst in his vagina, in her vagina, and eat them out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to the gynecologist because she has, like, some kind of yeast infection situation going on. Not pretty.
Yeah, there's wax wrapper.
Yeah, something like that. She goes down there, and the gynecologist says, why is there a fucking starburst in your vagina? So she, like, has to tell the story, like, oh, yeah, okay, like, we do this, this and that. She's like, that's not possible.
Some freaky shit.
Man. Well, she's like, that's not possible because he counts how many come out of my vagina. So what had happened, the doctor explains, is that what must have happened is that he had swallowed a ball of vagina pus the same size and shape as a starburst. Maybe as shape as a melted starburst that has been inside of a vagina for a moment or two. If you want to think about that, another gross story that I know from personal experience, somebody has told me in my past, dude goes out with this chick. This is like when I was like 15. She's got chronic yeast infections. Mm. Her vagina is like leaking white fucking shit, whatever. Dude, this is back when you know, you'd finger a girl and it'd be like the best thing ever. You were like hot shit on the block. Yeah, everybody knew like that you fingered this chick on the block, right, like, oh shit, like he was the first one. Anyway, this dude was one of those dudes. Fingers her, who apparently has already been around for a minute. And
for about a minute.
Fucking pulls his fingers out. Of course, they're all white.
Oozing
white. Disgusting. He doesn't know any better, so he just fucking licks the shit out of that shit like it's fucking
ice cream on
ranch dressing.
Dripping down the cone.
Jesus Christ.
Oozing some sprinkles. Sprinkles.
What's coming to the world? What's coming to the world today?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is another song that a band that's broken up. Check it out. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Marcus was describing his one-click buying on his iTouch.
On Amazon.com, I guess. well, I don't really... I'm kind of thinking about other shit. What are you doing over there?
He's playing skee-ball.
Oh.
That's a fun game. I hold a high score, 888. Thank you.
I'm getting... Thank you very much. My Xbox fixed. Hopefully. Because that fucking Ring of Death BS, man. This is the third motherfucking time that happened to me. So I hope that it's covered, because I bought my shit like 4 years ago when this shit came out.
The Ring of Death, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Ring of motherfucking Death. I don't know if it's the Ring of Death, actually. It's not all four. It's the three. It's the top left, the bottom left, and the bottom right. The Ring of Death, right?
Yeah.
Right. We gotta send our shit in, man. I was just getting up on my Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't anymore. Everybody's about to fucking blow past me.
I'm playing Modern Combat Sandstorm.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, that is a good game.
You gotta speak up.
I know, I'm speaking enough.
No, okay.
I'm speaking my words.
Yeah, speaking your language. The language of love.
I'm talking the way.
I mean, I didn't really know anything else that I was going to talk about, did you?
Nope.
Dude. I don't even know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
This economy, man. What are we going to do?
Make money somehow.
Shane Sparks, did you hear about that motherfucker?
Nope, I don't know who he is.
The dude from America's Best Dance Crew.
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the black guy.
Yep.
The dude who he is facing several federal charges on, I guess, lewd acts on a child. He going as far back as, I think, 92 or 94, maybe 97 or something like that, when he was a choreographer. Shit. Yeah, he was touching some girls, some 12-year-old fucking girl.
That he was teaching to
Not
dance.
A good look, bro.
Yeah.
Not a good look. I'm trying to watch America's Best Dance Crew, and you're fucking fondling some fucking 12-year-old girl underneath the desk. What are you doing?
Mom probably drops her off and picks her up. Don't even know.
She don't even know. No, or she does know.
She's got a secret.
Or she knows, and she's just like, I'm going to let my girl do this for a minute, and then I'm going to fucking make some bank off of this motherfucker.
Bank, bank, bank.
Bank, bank, bank.
Bank, bank, bank.
I don't know, man. It's crazy times. It's like 2012 up in this motherfucker. Kerr.
Kevin, what are your thoughts on 2012?
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. You heard it from the mouth of...
You heard it.
Mr. Kevin Loud of the D's mouth.
So,
Skee-ball.
So what do you think about the new Real World with these two dudes, like, totally fucking making out?
Didn't see it.
And, like, total dude fest.
Nope.
I mean, that's cool. If you're into dicks, I guess.
Yeah, if that's you.
If that's your thing. But then there was, see, the deal was, it was this dude who was bi, and he had the same room with this chick. And she wanted him, or whatever, it was all up on his shit. And then he fucking brings home this dude from a club and starts, like, making out with him and, like, feeling up all on his shit in front of her. Like, oh, like, don't forget, I'm fucking bi. And she's, like, brushing her teeth, sort of drops her toothbrush out of her mouth, sort of in like, gasping way, like, I didn't know it was like that.
He smashed the homo.
He smashed the homo. I don't know what to say anymore. I guess, like, it's a new time. So, like, nowadays you have to deal with sort of, like, you gotta turn on the TV and you gotta worry about seeing two dudes totally feeling up on each other's junk.
It's because about 100 years ago, if there was TV and they were two guys kissing on TV, they would both be hung in the streets or shot or something.
Or shot.
Be ran through with a...
That's not 100 years ago, son.
Bayonet.
That's last week.
It's last week, dude.
That's last week, right down the street, up in NEPA, son. That's what we're talking about. I don't know what you heard, but guys, Dunder Mifflin, not a real place.
Yeah.
So if you're planning on coming up to Scranton in our area, don't fucking expect to see Dunder Mifflin.
No factory or sign. Or
because it doesn't fucking exist. Okay?
Whatever.
I can't tell you how many people I've talked to.
Hey,
ask me where
to see the Dunder Mifflin.
Where's the fucking building? Where is it? It's in your fucking mind because it doesn't exist. It's in your television. Please go home.
It's in a magical
watch
place.
The Office, and then you'll see that there's not even any real purpose to come to fucking Scranton. Because, I mean, I don't know. I can't say that because it's all right. Even though I have to say they have a home of Dunder Mifflin fucking signs up all over Scranton, so it doesn't confuse the hell out of people. Like,
oh yeah, that's not convincing that there's a office building.
Yeah, like no, it doesn't exist. We're just gonna put signs up everywhere.
Yep.
Home of Dunder Mifflin,
and of course, broadcast it to you over Grindcast.
The Grindcast. So this is the Grindcast. This is the point of view of some douchebags in fucking.
In the 570.
In the 570, motherfuckers, what she heard.
Yep.
I guess we're going to end it out here.
I guess this is the ending statement.
So this is going to be it. What are your final thoughts about life, about learning things about life, anything?
If you're incredibly obese and you keep rolling over in the middle of the night and crushing your pets, get a turtle.
I'll take mice.